Low pressure will track to the east off the mid-Atlantic coast today, allowing high pressure to build back into the northeast along with some drier air, and this should help to bring any rain to an end. With low-level moisture lingering, though, clouds will likely be tough to get rid of south of the Capital District for a while. It'll be a seasonably cool day with highs in the 50s to near 60 degrees. Another quick wave of low pressure will dive to our south later tonight with a threat for showers or light rain for the southern zones. High pressure will build back in on Saturday with some sunshine and temperatures a little closer to normal with highs in the low and mid-60s. A series of disturbances will move through the region as we head through the weekend and into the beginning of next week. That'll continue our streak of unsettled weather. The first of those disturbances will come in Saturday night with some clouds thickening during the evening and the threat of showers increasing as we head through the overnight. Temperatures may be in the 30s in spots, so there may be a few wet snowflakes that mix in with the rain showers overnight, but no accumulation is expected. Sunday looks to be a wet day with most of the rain falling during the day and into the early hours of Monday morning. Temperatures will likely remain in the 50s both Sunday and Monday, with the persistent clouds and rain. Looks like we'll dry out for a while on Tuesday, but more showers come back in as another round of the disturbances move through the region as we head through the latter half of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of southern Oklahoma, southwest Arkansas, north Texas, and extreme northwest Louisiana, a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of Oklahoma, central and eastern Texas, and eastward into the mid-Mississippi Valley, a marginal risk of severe storms surrounding the slight risk area. Severe thunderstorms are likely today and tonight from portions of the southern plains eastward across the Ark-La-Tex to the lower Mississippi Valley. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high temperature on Thursday of 96 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low temperature Friday morning of 14 degrees above zero at Presque Isle, Maine. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 64 degrees with a record of 88 set in 1888. Normal minimum temperature is 42 degrees with a record of 27 set in 1947. Sunrise and sunset data for today. April the 29th, sunrise was at 5:52 a.m. Sunset will come at 7:54 p.m. And for tomorrow, April 30th, sunrise at 5:50 a.m. and sunset at 7:55 p.m. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers this afternoon, cloudy with a high in the mid-50s, a bit breezy out of the east from 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 50 degrees, and in Buffalo, a chance of showers in the afternoon, otherwise cloudy with a high in the low 50s and a northeast wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny for our day today, high temperatures in the upper 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England. For today, cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy today, highs in the mid and upper 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny, then becoming mostly cloudy, a high near 60. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the low and mid-60s. Cloudy with showers likely on Sunday, temperatures in the low and mid-50s. Monday, rain likely, then showers, temperatures in the low and mid-50s. Partly sunny for Tuesday, a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Wednesday, a high in the low and mid-60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.